checkbooks, and this week I have with me Igor Malievsky, who is a poet and prose author, photographer, performer. Welcome, Igor.
Hello and good morning.
It's very common for Czech writers to write in a number of genres. Often poets will write essays and short stories, but you have an unusually wide range of activities because you also do journalism and your photography is very important too. How do they all feed into one another?
I'm a photographer and poet, and now I wrote my second book, which is kind of prose. And these three activities are really connected. And they are connected, I think, by style, how I try to describe the world which I can see around me and the people I can meet. The way I'm writing is close to hunting or something like that. I have to meet people, I have to see situations, and I try to be as close to the reality as is possible. But it doesn't mean that my short stories are kind of naturalism. I think that if we are really close to reality, so we can cut the reality and to get much, much deeper. So therefore my short stories are maybe closer to poetry than to normal short stories. And my poetry is at least sometimes close to my photography, which are little poems written by another language.
Your second book is in fact called Druzhba, or friendship, and you've said that communication between people is very important for you as a writer too, and so you often read and perform your work in various literary clubs, but also in happenings in more unusual places. Could you say something about this aspect of your work?
Yes, I will start with the word communication, which I like very much. I think that especially nowadays we should really know that the art is communication, and we can see it in galleries, we can see it in theaters or in books, and we can differentiate in between what's really art and what's not. In galleries, very often what we can see there has nothing to do with language, with communication. So art is, for me, art is communication. And therefore, of course, for me it's great when I can communicate directly with people.
Your first collection of poetry and prose is called Bielomorka. Could you explain the title?
Yeah, I should explain the title, but because I'm sure that the people in abroad wouldn't understand it so much. It's the name of Russian cigarettes, which I'm sure we can't buy in the European Union, you know, because a European Union citizen would die after three cigarettes. And they're really strange. They have no filter, but they have kind of tube instead of filter. And with your own fingers, you can make something like a filter, you know, light or extra light, air one. And these cigarettes are something which for me represents a kind of East way of thinking, which is really connected with difficult life, with vodka, of course, cigarettes, but also with poetry and the really fragile soul. So this was my flashback to the time when we have been full of Russian or East culture, and we are probably fed up by that nowadays. Not me, but I mean the society. Society tried to forget that we are a Slavic nation and we have something to do with the East. And for me it's really pity, because I don't like these movements in the society which are led so directly by politics. And I think that culture is much more than the politics. So for me, it's kind of, you know, Slavic flashback, the Bielomorka. And the cigarettes itself are interesting too, because they are really hard, as I told. And I've been told that these cigarettes smoked the prisoners in Soviet gulags.
And when, in fact, did you first start to write? Because I think you first started off as taking photographs.
And it's not like that. First I started to study physics and I wanted to be scientist. But after 25 years I was able to see that I'm not so intelligent to be able to do two things, to do science and kind of art. because the science nowadays is really difficult because we are so far that you need really to capture a lot of information to be able to go on. And then I was in front of the decision, you know, to do just the science or just the art. I decided for art, just blindly. You know, in that time it was kind of tricky decision. And then I started to write poems, and more or less in the same time I started to take pictures because I saw that such kind of poems I can't write by the normal language and I should use the visual language. So I stopped science and started to write poems. It was really a romantic period in my life because it was a big break point and suddenly I had you know, no future, no money, nothing, but I did something what I deeply loved.
Unfortunately, there isn't as yet much of your work translated into English, but you do have one poem, which I'll end the programme with, called The Signs. Could you say a little bit about it before I read?
This is the only poem I ask some friends to translate it, because it's the poem which is deeply connected with my photography. I wrote it in 1998 in Berlin. It was also a really important time in my life because in 1998 I decided to really focus in photography, that it's really the language I want to use in the future too. And I moved to Berlin to my really good friend Reinhard Gorn, great photographer. And he offered me to stay in his atelier and to work there. So I did it. And but what was strange in that time that I had no money. I had just money to buy a ticket for public transport, and that was all. I was not able to buy any beer or something. And he, three times a week, he bought bread for me and cheese, you know, and there was a tea there. And of course films and photo papers, and I had my camera. So I was, in a way, completely free person. I had enough to eat or to drink or where to sleep. But I was cut it from the society. You know, I was not able to pick a girl or to go up to a pub or somewhere. And this is something what's really important for photographers, because it's the way how photographers are living, at least part of the life when they are taking pictures, because when you are taking pictures, so you are observer, you are not acting, you are just observing, and you don't change reality, but you have to understand the reality. And at that time I was walking through Berlin, and I was traveling in Berlin as S-Bahns and underground, and looking to the people, and every day I saw some stories, and some tragic, some funny stories, and I tried to photograph them or to write about them. And in that time also I wrote this poem, which is about walking in a foreign town and trying to find something which I call the sign. It's mean such an important singular situation or moment in the world which could lead us somewhere.
The Signs by Igor Malievsky. I was seeking signs in a foreign town, looking into yards, roaming the streets, chasing light reflections, playing the creaking gate, howling and whistling on a gramophone. I was seeking signs in a foreign town, surveying doorbells, names of strangers only. I stopped at number 13, whistled an old sign into the darkness. Sesame, sesame. I was seeking signs in a foreign town, a map on my palm, sky overhead, grasping at light reflections from one lamp to another, with a stranger's shadow always behind, each time different. You have a website which is in English too, and if anybody's interested, they can find out more about your work on www.malievsky.com, and Malievsky is MALIJEVSKY. And if you'd like to say something about this program or others, please get in touch with us at English@radio.cz.